selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Con noi a Unica Radio Barbara per parlare del suo libro Odore Umano e della sua partecipazione al Festival Strangius 2024. Benvenuta Barbara, welcome Barbara.
Thank you for inviting me, for having me here.
Barbara, the title of your book Odore Umano was a sense of corporately and intimacy. Can you tell us how this title was born?
In the end of the year 2015, when this Balkan path from east to west was opened by migrants, I was helping as volunteer many times at those big camps. And that is how this poem was born. I had to write a report on what I was doing, and I was thinking how this enormous, tremendous experience, how could I put it on paper? And I realized I cannot write a report, I have to write a poem.
In your verses, we perceive a deep connection between the inner world of the human being and the natural landscape, of course. And how much of this connection is influenced by your bond with Slovenia and its landscape, such as the karst that you mention in other works?
I think that poem is born on the certain place on earth, independently if the poet is aware of it or not. So that somehow it's not just only a poet creator of that poem, but the space and all the beings there are in that space and time. So not just Slovenia, which I love, it's my home country, but also some other places on the earth inspired me to write poem. And this is somehow to give, from my point of view, gratitude, thank you, that I am alive and here on that space. So this is a big gratitude and a lot of love.
At the Strangius Festival, there was a lot of talk about how poetry can address the social and political crisis of our time. In what way do you think your poetry, especially in Odore Umano, can dialogue with the current problem of society?
What is important nowadays, especially nowadays, is that we have connections with ourselves as well as with all people and beings, including animals, plants, and also other forces in nature. So the in contact means that we are aware of where we are, who we are, how we are. And our experience, our emotions, are direct leaders, I would say. They direct us towards the right doing, because they tell us where we are, and we are, if we are aware of our pain, anger, beauty, love, all things, then we can know what to do the next. So where is the next step? So I think that poetry is the most important thing nowadays, and it's a clue how to get connection to what I think is the source of life, where we all belong. So we are all, not just the human beings, but all beings on the earth, we have something common, and that is being alive here now. And poetry can do that and can make us aware of it, and that is the most important thing nowadays.
Ringraziamo Barbara per averci parlato del suo libro e della sua partecipazione al Festival Strangius 2014. A presto. See you very, very soon, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vi ricordo che potrete seguire questa intervista e tante altre su unicaradio.it, Spotify e Google Podcast. Visitate il nostro sito e continuate a seguirci su Unica Radio.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.